This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia is likely to move the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha today. The bill aims to provide for the development and promotion of sports, welfare measures for sportspersons, ethical practices based on basic universal principles of good governance. In the Rajya Sabha, Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to move a resolution on the extension of President's rule in Manipur by another 6 months with effect from the 13th of August. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister Shibu Soren, father of Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren, passed away at the age of 81 in New Delhi today. The former Jharkhand Chief Minister was suffering from a kidney ailment and had suffered a stroke a month and a half back. He was on the life support system for the last 1 month at the Sir Gangaram Hospital in the national capital. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of the former Chief Minister of Jharkhand, Shibu Soren. In a social media post, Mr. Modi termed the former Jharkhand CM as a grassroots leader who rose through the ranks of public life with unwavering dedication to the people. President of Philippines Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. will arrive in New Delhi this afternoon on a 5-day state visit to India. He will be accompanied by First Lady Luis Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation including several cabinet ministers, other dignitaries and senior officials, in addition to business representatives. This will be the first visit of President Marcos to India since assumption of office of the President of the Philippines. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. President Ferdinand described India as a valued friend, as in his departure statement, he emphasized that shared democratic values, maritime interests and regional peace form the foundation for deeper, broader and more meaningful bilateral cooperation with India. Monsoon session of Delhi Assembly will begin this afternoon. The 5-day session is expected to discuss several issues. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta is likely to table two key Controller and Auditor General CAG reports, one on state finances for the financial year 2023-24 and the other on the welfare of building and other construction workers for the year ending March 31, 2023. In Bihar, 5 devotees lost their lives when a vehicle carrying them met with an accident under Shahakund police station area of Bhagalpur district. The city superintendent of police of Bhagalpur informed Akashvani News that 3 people died on the spot in the late night accident, while 2 others succumbed to the injuries during treatment. The National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, the custodian of the National Highway 10, connecting Kalimpong, West Bengal with Sikkim, has announced that the highway will remain closed until 6th of August. The closure began at 8 p.m. on 3rd of August and will continue until 8 p.m. on 6th of August. The reason behind the closure has been disclosed as incessant rainfall. Sri Hari Pandey, Superintendent of Police Kalimpong, has suggested 3 alternative routes. News just in, Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Kerala and Mahe, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. In Uttarakhand, due to ongoing rainfall since last evening in various parts of the state, the Met Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in Nainital, Champawat and Bageshwar districts today. Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra has been suspended from both the Balthal and Pehelgam routes in Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, Divisional Commissioner of Kashmir, Vijay Kumar Bhiduri, said that due to the recent heavy rains, critical repair and maintenance works are required on both the routes. In Pakistan, over 300 people, including 140 children, have died and over 715 people injured since June 26th due to monsoon-triggered rains and landslides. The Indian stock market opened in the green today, led by gains in auto and metal stocks amid mixed global cues. Sensex was up 171 points at 80,771, while the Nifty was up 54 points at 24,620 in the opening trading session. In cricket, the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy has entered a thrilling final day at the Oval, with host England set to resume the second innings at 339 for 6 against India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.